For me, I'm most interested in the aesthetic portion of the flame itself. Other people use flame in their sculpture or other work like that, but I try to work mainly with the flame itself, so to sculpt the flame. So what makes good fire art is beauty that you get to experience. There's a genetic tendency, I think, for people to appreciate fire, because it was the people that learned to use fire and not be afraid of it, that they were the ones that lived. And so we're the offspring of those people. And so I think there's something about fire that both attracts people, and also there's fear still there. Tapping into that deep, you know, the primal part where you're just drawn to it, to the beauty of it, and to watch it, that's what I try to go for or try to achieve with the fire. And I think a lot of people, it's fairly universal. It doesn't matter who you are. Basically, it's a rotational air mass, and you add flame to it, which provides an updraft, and the combination of those two create a vortex. And then I manipulate the quantity of fire and the placement of it to create the small tendril-like portions of it, the ropey, snaky things. It's propane. It's liquid propane. Yeah, it's the same as your barbecue tank, but instead of withdrawing it off the top like a barbecue tank does, I draw it off the bottom, and there's a dip tube that goes down. I used to make explosions in the desert, and I would photograph them with large format camera and put it in the landscape in a flat, barren, or a non-burnable landscape, and make the explosion, take the photograph, and that's what led me to the firework. I use a proximity suit. It's a silver or aluminized suit made out of Kevlar, and it withstands the heat and keeps me cool, relatively. I've never burned myself doing fire art. This is such a new thing. There's not many people doing this, and so there's not a lot of understanding in the bureaucracy to do what to do with it. They don't know what to do with it, and they don't know, they haven't been around it, so they don't know the safety parameters. People really react to it, and everybody loves it. It seems they just instantly connect to it because it's beautiful. And so, just getting more people to see it, or allowing more people to see it, figuring out ways to do that. That's what I would like to do.